If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the global automotive industry. Well, we knew this was probably going to happen, and now it's official. Reuters reports that President-elect Trump is going to kill the $7,500 consumer tax credit to buy electric cars. That could cripple EV sales in the U.S., which are already running well below where the industry thought they would be. And it will financially damage automakers like GM and Ford, which have invested tens of billions of dollars to make EVs. In the short term, it may not hurt Lucid and Rivian too much, since their high-income customers and vehicles probably didn't qualify for the subsidies. But it could hurt their efforts to move down market with more affordable vehicles. This will also impact Tesla to some degree, but if it cripples the competition, Tesla will come out ahead, and even Elon Musk has admitted that. One thing's for sure, this is going to make it nearly impossible for the U.S. auto industry to catch the heavily subsidized Chinese industry to make electric cars. This may sound counterintuitive, but the Biden administration's $1.2 trillion Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act from 2021 will actually increase CO2 emissions by nearly 190 million metric tons by 2040. That's according to a new study from Transportation for America, which says emissions will go up because a quarter of those funds are going towards expanding highways, which will lead to more car use. It says the worst offender is Texas. But interestingly, the researchers also say that rural, more conservative states are simply repaving existing roads, not expanding them, and that will actually lead to fewer emissions. Big news at Hyundai today. For the first time ever, it's appointed someone who is not Korean to run the company. Jose Munoz was named CEO and president of the Hyundai Motor Company. Prior to this, he was COO and also ran Hyundai's operations in North America. Munoz is 59 years old and was born in Spain, but is a U.S. citizen. Earlier in his career, he worked at Toyota and Nissan. Ford has the dubious honor of having more recalls than any other automaker in the past 3 years in the U.S. And now it's being fined $165 million by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, or NHTSA, for dragging its heels on settling recalls. That's the second largest civil fine ever issued by NHTSA, since it fined Takata $200 million over its defective airbags in 2015. The safety agency said Ford didn't recall 2020 model year vehicles with faulty backup cameras in a timely manner and didn't provide accurate and complete recall information. In addition to the fine, Ford must develop a way to monitor safety data, build a documentation platform and testing lab, create a system for tracking components, review past and current recalls, and it has to meet with officials from NHTSA every single quarter. If you work at an automotive supplier or are involved in purchasing at one of the car companies, I highly recommend that you take a look at a series of articles that Toyota published in the Toyota Times, its in-house magazine. It's all about how Toyota and its Tier 1 suppliers are working with their Tier 2s and 3s to improve productivity. These smaller companies typically don't have the knowledge or the training to do this, even though it usually takes some fairly simple procedures to make changes. The idea, of course, is to lower cost, ensure on-time delivery, get rid of defects, and to eliminate waste. Toyota calls the effort group collaborative activities, and the articles give some really good insights on how to improve productivity. You can find the stories on Toyota's global media website or look for the link in today's transcript or description box.
There's nothing wrong with heavy metal.
Hey, lighten up.
But with world-class composite material, Teijin Automotive Technologies makes vehicles lighter, safer, and more eco-friendly.
Executives at Nissan might be more worried about their future than we originally thought. Earlier this week, it was revealed that an activist shareholder company bought 2.5% of Nissan shares, which sent its stock price up. But the problem is, the activist shareholder, Aficimo, is known for investing in distressed companies and demanding structural changes. And now reports are coming out that another activist investor, Oasis Management, has taken a minority stake in Nissan and it's actually held its shares in the company longer than Aficimo. The automaker recently cut its operating profit for the year, said it's getting rid of 9,000 employees, and is slashing global production by 20%. And if things don't start turning around, the calls for changes are only going to get louder and louder. New product like the N7 electric sedan can help with that, and we feel like it's been fast-tracked for that very reason. Sales kick off in China in the first half of next year, and the Nissan N7 is the first model to ride on a new modular architecture that it developed with its joint venture partner Dongfeng. It calls it a medium to large sedan, and it's actually about the size of a Nissan Maxima. But it features some of the newest tech, like an infotainment system powered by Qualcomm's Snapdragon processor, and hands-free driving capability provided by Momenta. It looks like the N7 is just the beginning for Nissan. It says it plans to speed up the development and the export of NEVs from China. Acura is expanding its lineup with another small crossover. Meet the ADX. Powering the model is a 1.5-liter four-cylinder engine, which is paired with a CVT and a standard all-wheel drive system. The interior is highlighted by standard digital displays, a 10-inch screen for the driver, and a 9-inch display mounted high on the center of the dash. You'll start seeing the ADX arrive at dealers in the U.S. early next year, with a starting price around $35,000. And check out this concept that Chinese automaker Chery unveiled at the Guangzhou Auto Show, which is meant to be the preview of a production model. It's kind of hard to describe its shape, but Chery calls it a sport MPV or sporty minivan. However, it also has a real funky rear end, front rear sliding doors, which gives it a massive opening, and front swiveling seats. There's no doubt a model like this would stick out on the road. Have you ever used the app Yelp to get restaurant reviews? We found it to be pretty handy, especially when we're traveling and looking for a good place to eat. Well, if you want to find a good place to get your car repaired, Yelp is now expanding into automotive service. It just purchased RepairPal for $80 million, which provides car repair locations and maintenance estimates. RepairPal is partnered with companies like CarMax, USAA, and Endurance Vehicle Services. And Yelp says its expertise in search engine optimization and AI will make RepairPal even better. But that brings us to the end of today's show. Thanks for making Autoline a part of your day, and I hope that you have a great weekend.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Intrepid Control Systems, over-the-air engineering boost your game. And by Teijin Automotive Technologies, the formula for better mobility.
Developing today's vehicles, issues can happen in an instant. When's the best time to solve a problem? The minute you know you have one. Meet Wireless NeoVi Cloud, your secure, off-the-shelf solution empowering real-time collaboration for quick resolution. With Wireless NeoVi Cloud, your team can prevent issues before they can escalate. driver, communication data, and remote diagnostics to analyze and resolve your problems using OTA, allowing your executives oversight throughout the process. Wireless NeoVi Cloud, your vehicle update solution in production and on the road. Intrepid Control Systems, driven by your data.
Performance that shines, even in the rain. That's what really matters. Bridgestone Potenza tires, improved grip in wet conditions.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 upfront payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes see details.
Ranked number one in innovation 10 consecutive years, Arizona State University isn't just ahead of the curve. It's creating new paths to success. Learn from notable clinical and research faculty online. That's a degree better. Explore programs at asuonline.asu.edu.